A Guatemalan chicken chain is primed for U.S. growth. Restaurant workers at San Francisco's airport are going on strike. And what's next for the Independent Restaurant Coalition now that the RRF is dead? Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Associate Editor Reyna Estrada. Pollo Campero is making a big U.S. push. The chicken chain was founded in Guatemala and has had locations in the United States for about 20 years, yet its growth here has been filled with stops and starts. But after strong same-store sales growth in recent years and a model it believes can work here, the company is investing heavily in growth. Pollo Campero plans to open 60 company-operated locations over the next 3 years. That, plus another 15 franchisee-owned units, would nearly double its overall unit count here. The growth is coming from a $190 million investment from parent company CMI Foods.
About 1,000 employees of the restaurants within San Francisco International Airport have called a strike to wrest a pay increase from their employers, according to the union representing the workers, Unite Here Local 2. Virtually all 84 food service outlets in the airport are affected, the group said. The workers are pushing for what the union says is the employees' first raise in 3 years. They currently earn an average of $17.05 per hour, Unite Here says, and it's advising travelers to bring food with them if they're flying out of the airport so as not to cross a picket line.
Independent restaurant operators may have little hope at this point of seeing support from the Restaurant Revitalization Fund created during the pandemic. But that doesn't mean the Independent Restaurant Coalition, the lobbying group that fought hard to expand the RRF, is done with its work. The organization is working to grow its membership to create a more powerful, unified voice for indie operators and to create a support system of peers so restaurant operators feel less alone in the daily battle to keep their businesses alive.
Think operating a franchise is a risk-free business? Think again, says RB's Jonathan Mays. Franchising is often mistaken as a, quote, low-risk, high-reward investment, an assumption used by franchise salespeople and many brands themselves in pushing operators to invest into opening a location. Yet the low-risk brands like McDonald's, Wendy's, and Taco Bell are too expensive for the vast majority of investors. That leaves the vast majority of potential franchisees with far more risky brands. What's more, in a franchise model, all the risk lies with the franchisee, who's responsible for taking out debt and signing a lease and hiring employees, all of which carry far more risk than the franchisor has.
Wyman Roberts is joining a drone delivery company. The former CEO of Brinker International is now an advisor for Zipline. The company manufactures and operates drones and has focused on delivering healthcare products like blood and vaccines, but is now moving into retail and restaurants. Roberts says he became a believer in the technology while exploring drone delivery at Brinker, the owner of Chili's and Maggiano's.
A Dairy Queen franchisee in the Midwest has been fined $42,500 for allowing 14 and 15-year-old employees to work longer than federal labor laws permit. The U.S. Department of Labor said H&H Coldwater had violated the hours regulations 102 times at 14 stores in Indiana and Michigan. Federal statutes limit the youngsters to 3 hours of work during the school year and 7 per day during the summer. The teens are required to log out by 7 p.m. on school nights and 9 p.m. on weekends and holidays.
Wendy's is adding technology to ease the delivery process. The burger chain is partnering with It's a Checkmate at all of its more than 6,000 restaurants in the U.S. and Canada to streamline incoming delivery orders. Checkmate software will inject orders from platforms like DoorDash directly into Wendy's POS systems, eliminating the need for the employees to enter them manually. It comes as restaurants are increasingly looking to remove friction for workers and guests.
That'll do it for today's edition of RB Daily. Tune in every weekday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Reyna Estrada. Have a great day.